Hi, I'm Monty Mills. I'm Director of Ophthalmology at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I'd like to talk today about the risks of cosmetic or costume decorative contact lenses. Now, these are contact lenses that aren't fitted by an ophthalmologist or optometrist that children and young adults are buying at cosmetic stores, at salons and beauty supply stores. That change the color of the person's eye or the shape of the pupil or iris when they're worn. These are unregulated by the FDA, haven't been fitted, and are very unsafe and shouldn't be used by anyone, especially children. They're potentially toxic to the eye, they haven't been fitted properly, and so they have a high risk of complications, including serious eye infections and potentially permanent vision loss. Every year at Children's Hospital, we see infections and complications related to these lenses in our emergency room and in our eye clinic. And most of the affected individuals and their parents don't understand the risks of wearing these unfitted and unregulated devices on their eyes. The risks relate mostly to infection. The poor fit and lack of hygiene, as well as lack of proper instructions in handling the lens and insertion and removal of the lens, leads to high risk for bacterial corneal infection and also parasitic infection with amoeba. And these are very serious infections that we treat when we can. We are able to restore vision in most patients, but can lead to permanent vision loss or blindness. So what are some rules for safe contact lens wear? Well, first, contact lenses should only be used in situations where it corrects the patient's vision and not just as a costume or for decoration. They need to be fitted by a professional. That would be an optometrist or ophthalmologist or optician who's skilled and licensed in the fitting of contact lenses. And it should be a lens that's been approved by the FDA for use in humans. The lenses need to be fitted properly, and the patient needs to be instructed on the proper technique for insertion, wearing, sterilization, and cleansing of the lens and storage. And finally, those rules have to be followed carefully. Lenses should never be worn overnight. Other high-risk use of lenses would be wearing lenses for swimming or other activities in which water or contamination will be splashed into the eyes. And whenever a child or an adult has a red eye or a painful episode related to a contact lens use, the lens should be removed immediately, and the patient, along with the lens, sent immediately to an emergency room or the same day to an eye professional to be evaluated for possible infection and started on treatment. So those are some of the rules for safe contact lens use, but I would strongly advise that no decorative or purely cosmetic costume contact lenses should ever be used or should ever be considered safe unless they're fitted by a professional.